And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jerry Parsons. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service for San Antonio, the Hill Country, and South Texas, wherever we need dormant oil spray.
That's
Is
right.
It that time of the year again?
And I think we can pretty well justify that things are dormant, don't I?
Yes.
I was up in Lubbock last week, and people were saying, well, how does it look down there? I said, well, it was actually Hereford, which is even worse than Lubbock. And I said, just look out the window here. See how it looks out there? I said, well, it's that way all the way to the Mexican border, son. I mean, that 6 degrees took it all the way to the valley. And so everything is definitely dormant, and everything is leafless. Some things are leafless for eternity after that freeze. But that's beside the point. Now that things are dormant. And also, what happened last week was, well, we got into some of the warmest temperatures above, I don't guess it's record-breaking temperatures, but definitely 10 or 12 degrees above our norm. So between the cool snaps, the way, somebody asked me, was it going to rain down here? When was it going to rain?
Sure, it's going to rain.
And I told them.
When?
I'm afraid you. Listen to.
Afraid
have
I
you?
Asked
I'd seen this guy excited. This excited since his honeymoon. You know what I mean? When is it going to rain?
Yeah.
All right. I predicted that it's going to rain,
and
everybody pretty well agrees with me when I tell them that.
All right, I'm going to write it down
because it's going to be the last week in February, first week in March.
All right.
Right in there. We're talking torrential rain.
All right. Around the 1st of March.
Right. And the reason I say this, and everybody agrees with me on this deal, is because we've had such disasters. I mean, such disasters this year. See, the last reason I chose those dates is because that's when folks are going to be wanting to plant corn.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're going to have all the beds made, you know, throwing their beds up to plant. Now, I'm talking about commercial farmers, thousands of acres. And they will have pre-irrigated. And the day they cut the last pump off from pre-irrigating is the day it'll start raining. That's just the way it'll happen. So wash all the beds to the ground, wash all the fertilizer down the row, you know, the way this year's going, everybody agrees that that's probably the way it's going to happen.
It will happen one of these days, and who knows, you might be right for a change.
Okay, but anyway, let's talk about a good source of insurance that we can clean our trees up with. Trees, shrubs, bushes, everything in sight. Now, what our saying for today is problems have a stubborn habit of not yielding to solutions on the first go-round. People have an equally stubborn habit of persisting in their errors.
Ooh.
Trying the same solution over and over again, perhaps modifying it here and there, but with the same bad results. All right. What that is all saying is that there are certain problems that we have on fruit trees, nut trees, shrubs, and things like that that can only be corrected now and can only be corrected with a dormant oil spray. I'm talking about scale. Now, what is scale? That's those little white things on the sides of the tree trunks. It looked like Texas snow, about as close to snow as we ever get, seems like. And these are little protected aphids, if you would, sucking the juices out of the tree and will eventually kill the tree. They are the hardest to control insects and almost impossible to control once the plant has foliage on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these things you don't see. Now, the one that everybody sees so readily is the white peach scale, and it just glows white like snow, and it's always on one side of the limb or the branch. But there are other types of scale that you really don't see because it's the same color as the bark. So it's at this time of the year, it's always a good insurance policy to apply dormant oil. When we come back, we'll talk about how to apply it and how to give yourself a little bit extra kick when you do apply it.
Okay, we need it. Yeah, we'll get back with Jerry right after this. Okay, Jerry, go right ahead and tell us. We use it every year. And,
well, we try to get people to use it.
Yeah.
We cannot get people to do it because they don't see the problem. In other words, you know, they really don't see the problem. It's like a cheap insurance policy. You need to go ahead and do it, even if you don't see that you have a problem. There's nothing to lose, and you ain't got anything else to do at this time of year anyway. You're out there looking for something to do.
Yeah.
Only two things that you need to keep in mind. First of all, the temperature needs to be over 40 degrees Fahrenheit for at least 12 hours after you apply it. And so, like I said, last week would have been an ideal time to do it. The way dormant oil works, and that's what people keep saying. Well, now, what's the name of this? Right, watch my lips. Dormant oil. You know what it says in the bottle when you buy it in a nursery?
Dormant oil.
You know, I mean, dormant oil. Trees are dormant. You want to put, this oil part, now don't be going out trying to spray it with, your old crankcase oil. Yeah. This is a light type oil. And what it does, it covers these scale. It covers this scale and suffocates them.
Now, it's not a poison. Not an insecticide.
No.
Is it?
Well, or not it a is poison. An insecticide. It's an organic insecticide.
Oh, okay.
Let's put it that way. Yeah. It's no pesticide added. Now, well, but it is a pesticide. You know, these words. Yeah. There's no chemical added.
Yeah.
Now, what I do, if you're not a purist, put an insecticide with it.
Yeah.
Not only do I want to cover them up with oil and suffocate them, I want to put them out of their misery as quick as possible. And one of the ways that you can do that is by the use of either diazinon, which is, a common insecticide, or Durisban or diazinon, and mix that in the oil. And most of the time, we have to put these oils on with a pump-up sprayer because they are fairly thick if you mix them according to instructions. Because a hose-on sprayer, a lot of times, will not do it. You need to. Some hose-ons will, but most of them, a pump-up sprayer is your best way to go. And it suffocates them. Now, you just cover the dickens out of the tree. In other words, you make sure that you cover all sides of the limbs and branches and the trunk. Now, one word of caution. If you've got annuals like pansies or petunias, most of which, kill to the ground after the freeze, it will cover and suffocate and kill any growing annual, any greenery under those trees. So if you've got greenery under those trees, and I grow some dwarf trees in my yard, dwarf fruit trees, so what I do is just put some old blankets around the tree so that it'll catch the drippage if I have annuals growing under them. Of course, the grass is dormant, so you don't have to worry about, damaging it. But a spraying of dormant oil on peaches and pecans and plums, especially plums, because nobody fools the plums anyway, and even a lot of the shrubs that have this white scale on it, and now that the leaves have thinned out a little bit, you can see the white scale on there, and this is a time to clean it up and get rid of that. Apply it now, as soon as we get into a week of warm spell, and then you may get to go out a little bit later, say in 30 or 40 days before the plants releaf, and apply it again if you don't think you killed them. Now, the way you can tell if you killed scale is go out there and they're little white things and just squeeze them. Now, when you squeeze them, nothing pops out, then you've killed them. But if you see a little exudate, so to speak, come out of there, then you probably still got live scale.
If they're juicy.
Yeah, if they're juicy. That's a good way to put that. What will happen is these scales will get so thick on top of one another, you kill the top ones and the lower ones survive. You want to kill them all, wipe them all out. And this is the only chance you got. So get after them with that dormant oil now.
Okay, thank you very much, Jerry. Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. He'll be back with us again on Thursday.